The historic lighthouse at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, is in danger of falling into the Atlantic Ocean. The 126-year-old lighthouse is the tallest in the country. Each year, it attracts thousands of tourists and millions of tourist dollars to the North Carolina coast. Although the lighthouse managed to survive Hurricanes Bertha and Fran this summer, scientists say it may not survive the next big storm. Beach erosion is threatening the structure, and experts cannot agree on how to save it. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
This serpentine staircase of 268 metal steps is the only way to get to the top of the nation's tallest lighthouse. In a bygone era, before the invention of modern navigation systems, a lighthouse keeper climbed these steps every day to light the kerosene lamp on top, providing a beacon to guide mariners safely through the treacherous waters of the Atlantic. In 1934, the kerosene lamp was replaced with an electric one, and today the lighthouse is part of a national park. Rather than a lone lighthouse keeper climbing these winding steps each day, hundreds of tourists do, to look down on the towns and beaches below.
See our car down there with the fishing poles in the front? Can you see it?
From the top of the lighthouse, 200 feet above the ground, it's easy to see that the structure is in danger. Ocean waves crash perilously close to its base, gradually eroding what's left of the beach. National Park Service engineer Charlie Snow says erosion has claimed more than 2,000 feet of sand in the century since the lighthouse was built, leaving only a narrow strip of land between the lighthouse and the ocean.
Generally, right now, we have anywhere from 100 to 150 feet in front of the lighthouse. It varies with the season. As compared to what it was when the lighthouse was built, there was between a half mile and a mile of beach when the lighthouse was built.
In a desperate effort to protect the historic beacon from the approaching surf, the Park Service has installed hundreds of sandbags and maintains a series of steel walls that jut out from the beach into the ocean. Those walls, known as groins, slow down the erosion. Still, even with the groins in place, the waves are inching closer to the lighthouse, and Snow says the Park Service now wants to construct a fourth wall to help preserve the landmark a bit longer.
To build the fourth groin, it's anybody's guess how much time it could buy us, but I think the numbers the engineers were using is probably 5 to 10 years. That fourth groin would allow additional sand to be accumulated in a pocket to the south and protect us from damage to the lighthouse.
But before it can build the fourth groin, the Park Service must overcome opposition from environmental regulators in North Carolina. State coastal management officials are refusing to issue a permit for the project. They say that while the groin may help protect the lighthouse, it's also likely to cause environmental damage on nearby beaches. Roger Schechter is the director of the North Carolina Division of Coastal Management.
Our Coastal Resources Commission doesn't allow hard structures on the beach because that does tend to make erosion more severe on the upstream and downstream side. Once one starts using hard structures, an adjacent property owner wants them, then the other adjacent property wants them. First thing you know, we've got a seawall on a beach instead of a public beach.
Schechter wants the National Park Service to drop the plan to build the groin and instead pursue another idea to save the lighthouse from erosion, actually picking up the whole 2,800-ton structure and moving it about a half mile inland. In 1988, a National Academy of Sciences committee concluded that the lighthouse can be safely moved by lifting it with hydraulic jacks and sliding it on a set of rails to a new location. Duke University marine scientist Orrin Pilkey, a vocal opponent of groins and other anti-erosion structures, says the moving plan is the most reliable way to protect the lighthouse from the approaching surf.
This lighthouse can be moved with off-the-shelf technology, and the design of the lighthouse is such, and the center of gravity is such, that it can be easily moved without much danger to the lighthouse.
Like the plan to build the groin, the plan to move the lighthouse is controversial. Many Hatteras Island residents and political leaders worry that the century-old tower is too fragile to survive a move, that if the Park Service tries it, the lighthouse will collapse. Hugh Morton is the president of a group called the Save the Lighthouse Committee. He's raised $500,000 in donations to protect the historic structure through such means as building groins, installing sandbags, and adding sand to the beach. But Morton vows that his group will never spend a penny of its money to move the lighthouse.
You've got to keep in mind that this lighthouse is 130 years old. The construction was started right after the Civil War, and it just wasn't built to be moved. And I don't want to see somebody trying to move it, and we end up with a pile of bricks and some people dead. That's just not the sensible thing to do.
In light of opposition like that, the Park Service has been hesitant to push ahead with the moving plan, and Congress has been hesitant to find the $12 million necessary to pay for it. Yet the Park Service now finds itself unable to proceed with other ideas to save the lighthouse, such as building the new groin, because of increased resistance from state environmental regulators. Russell Berry of the Park Service says the situation is becoming critical, and if an agreement can't be reached soon, the lighthouse could end up falling into the ocean in the next big storm.
It's like the lighthouse is a tin pin in a bowling alley, and there's a very poor bowler aiming at it. And, you know, when will that very poor bowler hit the tin pin? We don't know. All we know is that it is an 80% chance of not surviving a Category 4 hurricane hitting Cape Hatteras.
Berry plans to go before the North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission next month to argue for permission to build the new groin, permission that the state so far has refused to grant. Meanwhile, state legislative leaders have asked for another engineering study on the feasibility of moving the lighthouse and are considering an increased state role in paying for the move and building public support for it. I'm Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina.